FM 90.3 WJTL. There they are, Petra. They're going to be here for two concerts coming up in March. Pretty excited about that. That's their song, Love. Before that, Toby Mac, Faithfully. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Good morning. This is Intern Bell with your weather. Today is sunny with a high of 44. Tonight is clear with a low of 22. And for your winning Wednesday, sunny with a high of 46. And right now in Mannheim, it is clear and 25.
Our friend Lanny Millett is here. Not only did he bring us Cheez-It snacks to share, he and I have been sharing about Petra to the girls.
That's right.
Lanny, it's always great to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yeah, tell us all about Potter's House.
Well, Potter's House is an addiction recovery and discipleship ministry. Been around for 20-plus years. Was the vision of Lloyd and Elaine Hoover, and started with just one little house. But now it's grown. We got seven buildings and
wow,
quite an extensive program for both men and women. It started out just for men and actually started out as a prison transition.
Yeah.
But now we are really focused on dealing with the addiction issues, recognizing that it's a spiritual problem as well as a physical problem. And we take that approach. There are a lot of secular ministry or treatment centers out there, but we believe that if you change the heart, it's going to change everything. And yeah, so we get excited about seeing people's lives changed through trauma-informed healing, where we go to the roots of that ministry and help them to hand that stuff over to Jesus, put it at the foot of the cross, and move on. And it's exciting.
How do folks come to you? Are they referred, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, absolutely, we get referrals. We have a chaplain in the Lancaster County Prison, Bud Broda, has been doing this for 20-some years, and he just cares so deeply for these men. And, well, he doesn't work so much with the women, but with the men. And with the women, we have people who go in to the local prison, but we also get referrals from the state and from families, from, you know, just other treatment centers that are shorter term, and we're a longer term residency.
So. Right. And you have any great stories about how God has worked through the ministry
of
Potter's House?
Well, there are many. One that stands out for me is a young man who had been in and out of different treatment centers and also local prisons because of his addiction. The local authorities were just getting tired of him and were considering sending him on to state. But his mom and lawyer talked them into sending him to Potter's House. And he just blossomed in our program. He had grown up in faith, but he didn't really know who Jesus was. And as that began to take hold, this young man got a job, started becoming a mover and shaker in the household. At one point, we hired him as the house manager at one of the houses.
Wow.
He now is married, owns his own home, has his own business.
What
he's
a
doing
turner.
Well.
Yeah.
And I was at his wedding, and mom said, you know, Potter's House saved my son's life.
Yeah.
So we just are excited about stories like that.
Yeah. And if folks want to hear that story and other stories like that, they can come out to your banquet.
Absolutely. We are doing Launched for Legacy, and certainly there's a legacy to be celebrated.
Yeah.
But we will be sharing different stories of how God has moved in people's lives and through the Potter's House, but the focus is on God making
yeah.
that movement. That'll be at Shady Maple on Tuesday, February 27th, 6:30 p.m., we're excited to have everybody come out. We need you to register, so go to our website at thepottershouselancaster.com and sign up there. It's real easy, just a click through. Or you can call 717-615-0296, and Troy will take care of you.
And in addition to having great food, there's going to be folks speaking that night and sharing their testimonies.
Yeah, we'll have at least four stories that will be shared, plus some local officials are going to talk about how that impacts the community. So, we're excited.
Check it out online, thepottershouselancaster.com. The banquet is coming up, Shady Maple, February 27th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Reservations must be made, thepottershouselancaster.com, or call 717-615-0296. Lanny, it's always a joy to have you here.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Many blessings to you. Back to the music we go. Here's Casting Crowns on WJTL.